There are more than 4,500 orphan wells in West Virginia. These are wells that aren't producing and don't have an operator to plug them. Cleanup falls on the West Virginia Department of Environmental Protection. But James Martin, director of the DEP's Office of Oil and Gas, told a joint legislative committee that the agency doesn't have the resources.
For orphan wells specifically, we need significant and sustained funding.
The DEP plugs wells with money from forfeited bonds and a portion of a $150 fee. Together, that only brings in about $80,000 a year. Martin said it costs upwards of $60,000 to plug one well.
At $80,000 a year, we can plug one well a year. So that's not going to address the 4,600 anytime soon.
Last session, lawmakers passed a bill that would have funneled more money into the DEP's plugging fund by cutting severance taxes on low-producing wells. It was unexpectedly vetoed by Governor Jim Justice. Philip Reel, an attorney representing the West Virginia Independent Oil and Gas Association, which supported the bill, told lawmakers they should try again.
Everyone was in agreement. It's time to revisit this. Time's now.
Left unplugged, orphan wells can be a safety hazard and pollute the air, water, and soil.